broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Once those teams went into the compound, I can tell you that
people
there was
cheer because they thought they saw
in
justice.
In prison, there's more black people. Yes, there are, and that's
initial information on the courier was obtained by waterboarding back in 2003.
Out the hoe.
Woo! World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. We take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And you guys who are fans of the show, and you've been longtime fans of the show, not that it means anything, not that it's going to make any of us rich, but everywhere I go, everything I do, everything I see, every time are you Phil Hendry? Oh, yeah. And it's immediately, you know, all hail the king. And that's what happened on, I'm serious,
that ain't paying the bills.
I got it, bud. Let me say that, okay?
God, he's right, though, man.
I know it. I'm just trying to say that our listeners and our great network of stations are at the forefront of understanding what great radio is, appreciating great radio, because like I said, on Saturday night when I was at the World Radio Summit there at the W Hotel in Hollywood, California, actually it's a very nice, Hollywood's changed and it's very nice, there were people just, oh God, Phil, we love your show, and can I please get your autograph? And that was just Dr. Drew. Now anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. The White House put out several clarifications on the Osama bin Laden mission. We're going to get into some of these corrections and what it means. We're going to be talking with R.C. Collins, who is a cadet at a military academy in Altadena, California. And we're going to be talking to this young man because he and so many others like him will be eventually moving into their four-year university education. And for some of them, they'd like to move on to West Point. They want a career in the military, as this young man does. And we're going to ask them a specific question about the Osama bin Laden mission. And the question we're going to ask this young man tonight is, should those photos be released? Should those photos be released, these very graphic photos showing very, very serious damage done to Osama bin Laden, should they be released? I heard a comment today. I couldn't have said it better myself. It was one of these guys that writes one of these emails, you know, Robert?
Yeah, like on Jack Cafferty?
Yes, and it was one of those Jack Cafferty emails. The guy was dead on. The guy said, I paid $1 trillion for those pictures, you know?
That's a good point.
That's a damn good point. He said, we paid $1 trillion for those pictures, so yes, you better believe we want to see them. Don't even worry about it, baby. I don't even think it's a call that the president can make, to be honest with you. I don't think it's a call he can make. I mean, yes, it is. Technically, yes, it is. But, I mean, if I were the president, I'd be like, how do I hold them back? How do I not show these pictures to the American people? After all, they've been through. After all, their sons and their daughters have been through. I mean, it only stands to reason. Anyway, we'll talk about that. The founder of WikiLeaks says Facebook is a big spy tool. Yeah, okay. Plus, the mummified body of a former Playboy playmate has been found in Los Angeles. We're also going to be talking with Don Mixa later on tonight about the Alan Dershowitz today said, and he was actually in support of the mission, but Dershowitz did say this. He said, look, you know, if you want to be honest, what did we do? We shot an unarmed man after invading a country without that country's permission. So if you want to talk about violation of international law, hello. But he wasn't complaining. What he was saying was, so, you know, let's talk turkey, man. I mean, sometimes you do have to compromise some of your values to get something done. It sounds goofy and it sounds dangerous, but is that what we've done? So we'll talk about that tonight as well. R.C. Collins and Don Mixa will be our guests. Our number is 877-876-7445, our affiliate spotlight tonight on WCFO, 1160 AM, our great affiliate in Atlanta. And in Portland, Maine, WZAN 970 AM. Our website is philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and get access to the largest archives in the history of any radio show anywhere. Our daily Phil TV and HD videocast, which is on right now. And behind me is the beautiful El Pacifico. And we also have Buddy Bear, and we've got Ted the Bear, and we've got all kinds of everybody's bear. I mean, not everybody's B-A-R-E, but everyone's B-E-A-R. And we have, our great sponsor, Dynapep. And I'll tell you a little bit about Dynapep because it is one of our great sponsors, and it's a micro energy shot that'll last you up to 10 hours. And if I had my Dynapep with me right now, here,
They're right over here, Mr. Henry.
I'll take it. Thank you, bud. Thank you. Showing the camera right now, our DynaPep Micro Energy Shot. Now, I personally use this every night. And, by the way, as I'm using DynaPep, I'm on a diet. I've lost some 30 pounds. I'm not saying DynaPep did it, but I'm saying that it's healthy. There's no jitters. There's no sugar. It lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. It gets you through the night focused and alert and keeps you going when you've been up all night. Just 4 milliliters. That's less than a teaspoon with no sugar, no crash, no jitters. And this is what I was the point I was trying to make. Just 2 calories, too. So grab your DynaPep. You can get it at 7-Eleven. You can get it tonight. Check out DynaPep.com as well, which is their website. I'm about to down my little micro shot here.
It's in a bottle here.
It's in a little plastic bottle, right. Tastes fantastic, too, man.
You got that cinnamon kind, man. I like that berry.
Well, we'll have to get the berry. But, you know, I don't know. We got our DynaPep. I don't know what you're doing, Robert. I told you to go to the store to get DynaPep. You bring me 5 boxes of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you mix it up a little bit, man?
Yeah, get some of the berry and everything. I don't do what he told me to do.
All right, get some of the berry, man. Go down and get the berry, get the cinnamon, get the cherry, get the, you know, give me 5 boxes of cinnamon. Anyway, DynaPep available at 7-Eleven. All right, 877-876-7445. Bradley Military Academy is a college preparatory military academy in northern Los Angeles County in Altadena, California. And on the line with me is one of the young cadets there, R.C. Collins. We're going to ask you and you as well, R.C. And how are you doing this evening, son?
Sure, very good. Thank you.
And R.C., we're asking our audience as well to think along the lines of the question I'm going to be asking you here this evening. And I did ask you and asked you to consider this. And did you get did you get our email?
Yes, sir. Well, the email came to the junior cadets.
That's right. We sent it to all the junior cadets, but you're going to be a spokesman for them, right?
Yes, sir. And I wanted to also say on behalf of Bradley that we're very proud that you have invited us on your program this evening, and we're very grateful.
Well, we're very happy to have you with us. The question is the following, and also we invite people to call us here at 877-876-PHIL. Should these photographs that show the dead body of Osama bin Laden and the very, very serious injuries that body sustained, the serious injury that body sustained in death, should they be released to the public?
My initial feeling on that, Mr. Henry, is no, they should not. And the reason is not because the American people, I heard what you said about how that one man said that I paid $1 trillion, and the American people, I think, have suffered, as you said, a lot of... they've suffered a lot because of the 9/11 attack. As a military cadet, I look at what has happened in my country, and of course my goal is to attend West Point and to eventually be commissioned as an officer in the United States Army, and I hope that I have the honor to go into battle for my country. But that I see that, and I think the other cadets here see that as our job. We don't think the American people need to see the face of what is in my future and the future of the other cadets.
And well, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I guess what I mean is that the death photos of Osama bin Laden are going to be extremely graphic. They will show profound damage to no question. Since it was a headshot, it will show profound damage to the cranium. I believe the shot entered the skull at the level of the eyes, and my understanding is the eyes are of bin Laden have been shot out. There's no question there's going to be part of the skull missing. There'll be exposed brain matter, and all of these things. I've been trained in the military cadet situation, I've been trained to look at it, and I can look at that. And we have seen those pictures, but the American people have not. And the American people, and I'm saying in general, I mean that...
Well, certainly there are police officers, Right.
Well, yes, sir. There's a lot of police officers, and there's other people in emergency service would have seen it, but I don't. The vast majority of Americans would not be able to. I think it would be traumatic. I don't think they'd be able to handle it. When you talk about the amount of brain matter and blood and the nature of these photographs, they're very, very gruesome. And I understand, Mr. Henry, you said that you had watched the Nicholas Berg decapitation video, if that was my understanding.
Yes, I did, yeah.
I don't know why you would put yourself through that. You're a civilian. It's not something that you need to see. And
well, when you say put myself through it, I watched it because as a member of the media, when these things happen, I feel it's my responsibility to familiarize myself with it in case people are talking about it.
I'm sorry. I don't think, Mr. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, I got a message. I don't think that...
Are you all... Can you continue talking?
Yes, sir. It was a phone message that I can return later on.
Okay.
I don't think that it's wise to release these photos.
Now, I want to ask you, we're talking with R.C. Collins, who is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, and that's in Altadena, California. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You are saying the American people should not see these photographs. Why? Now, before you answer that, I'm not clear.
I think that they're very graphic.
No, I know you've been talking about the graphic nature of these photographs, but are you certainly are saying that it's their right to see them.
Well, I think when you talk about the right of people to see these photographs, it's kind of superfluous to the topic, because even if someone has the right to see something or the right to do something, it may be injurious or it may not be good for them. And if you look at the pictures of Bin Laden after he had been shot by the SEALs, it's going to be very graphic, and it will be traumatic for probably 99% of the American people. You're not going to be able to deal with it. You're not going to be able to handle it, and people will be, you know, traumatized and everything else. And so, you know...
Well, when you say they won't be able to deal with it or handle it, what does that mean? Because it's graphic?
Yes, sir. It's extremely graphic. It would be traumatic to Americans. The nightmares that people would have, that's all I'm saying. I don't think people understand. And
but why can't people make that decision for themselves?
Well, I don't think people can make that decision for themselves, because people are always talking like... I mean, people are always saying, yeah, you know, I want to see it, and, you know, and they wind up throwing up or they wind up getting scared by it. And so...
No. I mean, I don't know what it is you're talking about, you know. What I'm saying is, why can't people make this decision for themselves to see these pictures?
I think I just answered your question, Mr. Henry, because people always talk a big game about how they're capable of looking at, you know, a guy's, you know, head all blown apart, but they're not. And when they finally do see the picture, they wind up being, you know, traumatized by it. And so my feeling is that the American people are not ready to see these pictures. And
have you seem to understand what it is that we're talking about here, okay, because you very graphically outlined the possibility of what is in the picture. Have you ever seen photographs like that?
Have I ever seen photographs like that?
Yeah.
In my training, we've been told what happens with a headshot.
No, have you ever seen photographs? Have you ever encountered a body that has been damaged like that?
Well, to answer your question specifically, no, I haven't. But I'm a military cadet, and I'm trained to be ready to see what a head looks like when it's blown apart. And most people do not know how to deal with that. That's why I'm saying...
So you feel very confident that if you saw these pictures, you'd be fine.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, I'm in a military academy. I mean, if you're not, you're going to be very shocked at what the head looks like.
And what about me after I saw the Nicholas Berg video?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Henry. You're still a civilian, and I don't think it stays with you the way it would a military person. So I do believe that you would probably be scared of it. I'm not saying that you're a coward, but I think you would be scared of it.
Even though I saw that video and in my life I've encountered people who've been very badly injured you know, my cousins were nurses. You still think that that I would be frightened of the Bin Laden video or the Bin Laden pictures?
I think so, Mr. Henry. I don't know about your cousins being nurses. I mean, if you saw some guy, you know, I don't know, you know, had a, you know, got a burn on his arm or something. But
no, it was a lot worse. I tell you what, hold the line here. Our number 877-876-7445. Should the American people see these pictures of Osama bin Laden? R.C. Collins, who is a cadet at the Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, says no. He and the other cadets are trained to look at things like that. Members of the military are trained to look at things like that. Police officers are certainly trained to look at things like that, as are trauma surgeons and nurses. But the average American, 99.999% of us, would be traumatized and have nightmares and therefore should not see the Osama bin Laden death photos. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, in just a moment.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, hold on, we'll talk about that. We're looking, by the way, this is actually, I'm looking at some infrared video from 2010, Navy SEAL infrared video. The SEALs did take photographs of the dead body of Osama bin Laden. I believe they took pictures of him at an army base in Afghanistan. There were also pictures taken of the body on board a ship in the Arabian Sea before it was given these rites, if you will, and then it was dumped into the sea. There were no pictures taken of bin Laden at the actual site of his killing. There were pictures and video taken, and certainly there was the... my understanding is that the White House Situation Room did have a visual, and that as the result of cameras that are mounted on the helmets of Delta Force, and in this case, the SEALs. So, R.C. Collins joining us from Bradley Military Academy. How old are you?
I'm 17.
All right, so you are a 17-year-old junior cadet. You have said to me that you feel you can handle looking at these pictures of bin Laden, but the American people can't. Why do you feel you can, even though you've never been in combat yourself?
Well, Mr. Henry, that's not really fair to say when you say I've not been in combat.
Well, you haven't been in combat, have you?
I am a military cadet. No, I haven't been in combat, but I've had military training. And also, we are trained to be... of a particular mindset so that when we do see a head that's been, you know, unfortunately a head that's been blown apart or something, we're not going to get scared and throw up or do the things that a lot of civilians will do. So I'm trained for it, to expect what to know how it's going to happen. Civilians are not ready for it. That's why I say that President Obama should not do it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. I'm going to go to a phone call here. On the line, we have Ricky in Jackson, Mississippi. Ricky, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with R.C. Collins. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make the statement that I think the statement that the cadet is making is totally incorrect. My background, I'm 13 years prior military service, United States Marine Corps. I was a shooter in the Marine Corps.
And, oh, yeah?
Yeah. A photograph.
Semper Fi.
Do or die, baby, do or die. But a photograph isn't the same thing as being there when you see the actual body. You know, there's things that happen when a body suffers a traumatic death, and they lose, you know, they lose control of all their bodily functions, and things happen, and the smell of blood, and that's what usually makes people sick. It's not the actual sight of it. And the photograph isn't going to affect somebody in the way that you're saying. You know, I understand what you're saying about your training, but it's just not going to happen like that. And you release the photograph. You release a photograph and you make it available for people to look at, and if they want to look at it, they can look at it. But it's just a photograph. You know, it's just like being
a
sniper. It's just mm-hmm. like shooting people at 450, 500 meters
out. Could I ask the gentleman a question? I just want to ask you a question. Did you ever see a head, you know, did you ever see the what was I going to say, the Taliban have their head blown off? Anybody like that?
I was in, I did drug raids in Colombia. I was in Somalia. I was in Desert Storm. And I did liberation of Grenada. So yeah, I've seen my share of combat.
You've been in combat. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much, Ricky. So there's a very good answer there. It's not just the sight, it's the smell. We'll be back here with Arson Collins. Should these pictures be made available? 877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
The movie is 127 hours.
127 hours is the movie. Welcome back to the program, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking with R.C. Collins, who is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, about the release of the Osama bin Laden death photos. Osama bin Laden, who was shot through the head and the chest by a Navy SEAL. It is said that these death photos can be gruesome, and depending upon what they mean by that, R.C. is here saying that they should not be released to the general public because of the fragility, if you will, of the American people. And I don't think you've made your case.
Well, again, Mr. Henry, when you and I were talking during a break, there was the movie that you were talking about was 127 hours. And in that movie, the man who fell down into a ditch or something, I forget what it was.
It was like a canyon. He was a mountain climber.
Yeah, he fell into a canyon, and his arm got caught in the rock, and then in the movie they show the guy has to cut his own arm off. And people were talking about that for days and days and days and days. And a lot of people were thrown up when they went to the movie. There were reports of people, there was reports of barfing or people throwing up everywhere, and there was reports of throwing up everywhere, and it was pretty traumatic. And so if you take that and you put that together with the bin Laden, where they're saying that bin Laden's head is partially blown away, people are going to be very angry, and it could cost the president the next election. It's not going to cost
the next election. How's that going to happen?
Well, I don't think it'll cost the election, but people are going to say, you know, I didn't know it was that bad and everything, and they could blame Obama for it, or they'll just say that it was, you know, that the military's being cruel and they want to sue about it.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Can the American people handle seeing the Osama bin Laden death photos? This young man, R.C. Collins, a military cadet, says, no, we can't. Look at our response to 127 hours. Here is Paula on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Paula.
I think that he's absolutely underestimating the American public, and I think we've been exposed to blood and guts and gore 1,000 different ways through TV and movies and even our personal lives. I was telling the screen for my aunt and uncle. My aunt and uncle were beaten to death by a 16-year-old with a ball bat earlier this year. He beat their heads right off of their body. You know what? We've seen
that. That was on TV.
Who would like to absolutely see some sort of visual proof, even though we might not actually even recognize him. There's a bunch of Americans who would like the opportunity to see some proof that he is dead. He brought our country to our knees. I think we need to let the American public decide
whether
they want to
see the picture.
It's not
the same thing to see violence on TV.
All right, hold on for a minute. I didn't hear what you said there at the end because you were butting in, R.C.
Well, she's talking about blood and guts on TV. That's not the same thing. That's fake.
Okay. You know what? I did use a kind of
until you see the real deal. You know, the real deal is what I'm talking about.
Okay, I am 46. I think you're 17. I've seen a whole lot more of the real deal than you have. I have held people's hands as they died. I've had family members who were beaten to death with a ball bat this year. All I'm saying is it's not for you to decide what I want to see.
That's very suspicious that you say that you've had family members beaten to death with a ball bat this year, and now you also want to see bin Laden. Wouldn't you not want to see it? And be
afraid
of it?
What I'm saying is that I think it's up to me to decide whether I want to look at that.
What I mean, yeah, that, I think that Paul, there are Americans that can handle it, you know.
Right.
Well, yeah. Nobody else needs to make that decision for me. As a military cadet, ma'am, all I'm trying to say is I've been trained to expect what a head's going to look like.
You're 17. You know nothing about the real world. You're 17. All the training you've had would fit in a freaking thimble. I appreciate your willingness to serve and your willingness to protect my quality of life, but you have no real life experience yet. All I'm saying is wait till your voice deepens before you try to have this fight.
Ma'am, I'm just saying to you that you can't say you've got real world experience when you've seen it on TV. That's all.
All right. Thank you very much, Paula. 877-876-7445. She said that a member of her family was beaten to death with a ball bat.
Well, I think that a lot of people will make these claims, Mr. Henry, in order to sound like they're all, you know, it's very interesting when you get a lot of the people with the bravado and saying, yeah, you know, and then you find out that as soon as you show them the picture, they throw up and are crying and everything. And
the lady, I think I can take her at her word. If she said she had a member of her family beaten to death with a ball bat, good God, that's a terrible, terrible thing. And
I don't know. I there was something about the way she said it.
All right. You know, you have to have a little bit of respect. I don't know what you heard, but I think you have to have at least the respect of taking people at their word. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on to another caller here. Rocky, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with R.C. Collins here as we talk about the death photos of Osama bin Laden. Should they be released to the public? Go ahead, Rocky.
Absolutely, they should be released. I think the American public deserves it. I believe after what he had done bringing our country to its knees, that is something that we...
All right. And you feel you can handle seeing that, Rocky? You feel you can handle seeing that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to go to my background. I do have a military background. I was 20 years, and 20 years special operations.
Did you ever see a guy with a head shot off stuff?
I have seen a lot in my life, but I also know that a lot of people that are civilians, a lot of people in general, want to see this. And we're not a weak nation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I go back to the comment that I heard today from the guy who said, you know, I paid $1 trillion to see those pictures. I mean, what this country's been through over the last, you know, 10 years.
Well, Mr. Henry, one guy didn't pay $1 trillion.
The point is, the American people have given up a lot as the result of what this scumbag did. Our economy changed. The way we live has changed. The things that we've had to invest in.
Absolutely. He has changed the way we act. I mean, the way we go through airports, the way we conduct our lives, the way we think about how we are as Americans out for the last 9.5 years. I mean, we live in fear to a degree because of this man. And
I think a lot of civilians would be scared of it, though.
Yes, hold on, will you?
Young man, let me talk, please.
Yes, sir.
What I want to say is I do have a background in special operations. I had friends who died in Mogadishu. You may not be young enough to remember that there, young man, but when Guantanamo went down in Mogadishu, they drugged the bodies through the streets. They drugged the bodies through the street with great fanfare. They desecrated the bodies. Three of those bodies were my friends. Those bodies were never recovered.
I saw the movie about it, and we did see the movie about it, and it was pretty
That was the movie, son. You weren't there. You don't know what it was about. But they just desecrated the bodies. They had no respect for them at all, is what I'm saying. And
I think I could deal with it.
This isn't a quid pro quo. This isn't a quid pro quo. What I'm saying is that the American public does have...
Hold on, kid, and let the guy talk. Yes, sir.
I'm saying the American public has the right to see this.
Well, I agree with you. And, R.C., now, you've been butting in and butting in.
I apologize.
What is your point?
My only point is, and I respect the officer here, or the sergeant, I don't know his rank.
Yes, R.C., I was an officer.
Okay, sir, I
and I must say, if you're going to have a career in the military, and I respect what you're doing in the military academy right now, if you want to go off to West Point, you have a few things to learn there, young man. One of them is to learn your place, learn to hold your tongue, and learn to speak when you're spoken to.
Well, I apologize, sir.
I am a former commissioned officer in the United States military.
All right, so, R.C., what did you want to say?
Well, just that I think that the civilians are there, don't know what they're asking for. They're going to see the guy's head blown apart, and there'll be a lot of people angry about it. That's all.
All right. Do you suppose
if they don't want to watch
it, they don't want to see it
on TV, they don't have to see it. If they don't want to open the newspaper and look at it, or Time or Newsweek magazine, they don't have to look at it.
Yes, sir, but don't you think they'll sue? And then we got a whole bunch of civilians crying about how they, the military hurt them and everything.
Oh, come on, man. What are you suing for?
I don't think
what,
so.
Man?
I don't think so. I think
Thank you very much.
I think right now the public in general is applauding the military for what they did.
Well,
the professionalism of the SEALs that went in there.
Rocky, thank you. I got to get to another call. I appreciate it, though, very much, sir. Our number, 877-876-PHIL.
Well, Mr. Henry, you just got done telling me that I had to have respect for a guy, and you hang up on an officer?
On an officer?
On an officer, you hang up on the guy, and you had no respect at all.
Yes, I did. I got to get going to another call, is what I'm trying to say. 877-876-7445. Phil Henry's show here is Dan in Louisville. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm going to give you a really, really short version. I was in the Army five and a half years, 11 Bravo Infantry. I've seen my share of combat. I've seen my share of a little bit of everything, and I'd really rather not get into details. But I've seen bodies blown apart.
Were you special operations?
Oh, at ease, Cadet. I'm not done. You've had your turn now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I got to almost question what they're teaching you all there, because for you to keep talking about trolling up, like the lady said earlier, you're 17 years old. You haven't experienced anything yet. Okay, whenever I went through the 5.5 years of military, I seen a lot. I got out. I didn't have nightmares. It doesn't bother me. It's part of life. You live it, you deal with it, you go on. Then I started driving a semi-truck. 28 years I've been driving. I see wrecks on a weekly basis, bodies tore apart. I don't get sick. I've seen people step out in front of semis and literally their bodies annihilated. That doesn't bother me. I mean, I hate to see it, but it's part of life. You just go on. And do we deserve? I have earned my right to see the pictures of this guy, because all the stuff that I have hauled, I have to get escorted sometime because of terrorists. I have to be escorted in and out of places whenever I haul explosives because of these terrorists. And now this guy is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would love to see the picture of this guy.
Right.
I've earned that right.
Where did you see a guy get run over by a semi and obliterated? Was that in Afghanistan?
I'm sorry, dude. What?
Where did you see some guy get hit by a semi and obliterated? Was that Afghanistan or was that here?
No, that was out here on the highway. That was everyday life.
So you've seen guys get blown apart in the war, and then you also see a guy...
Cadet, listen to me. You're watching things on movies. You're sitting in classrooms, and they're showing you these things. Whenever, like the lady told you earlier, you haven't even experienced life yet. You know, three days ago, I saw a gentleman on a motorcycle get hit by a semi, and they picked him up by pieces and put him in a bag. But does that make
me
sick or vomit? No, it does not. It's part of life. You know, you deal with it and you go on.
If you've ever been tempted to video that, you could send that to our military academy. There's a lot of those things that...
Oh, come on! What's he going to do, get out of his truck with a video camera?
Well, the guy's seeing all this stuff every other day. God.
I you know what? Phil, my hat off to you, brother.
Yeah.
I love your show.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. All right, I appreciate it very much.
I want to see the picture.
Yeah, I agree with you, sir. 877-876-7445. We're going to take a break. And I do need for you to understand something. I mean, I know that you got a lot to say, RC, but these are guys that have been there, done that. Okay, and while you saw Black Hawk Down, and you know you're prepared to know what the face looks like when it's been shot, these people have seen it. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I told you that there's a lot of military guys, but what about a regular civilian? They're not ready to do anything like that at all, and they're going to sit there and they're going to be thinking they can handle it, and then they're going to see his head, and it won't even look like a head. And then what'll they do? And that other guy, seeing that he was in the military, Then he came back here to drive a truck, and he's seen more guys get blown apart in America than he ever seen over there. And that part's pretty hard to believe.
He was a truck driver. He said he saw a guy get run over by a truck. He saw a guy on a motorcycle. You know, if you're earning your living out on the highways and the byways of this country, you're going to see some automobile accidents. You're going to see some gruesome stuff. You spend enough time out there. You know, the first dead body I ever saw in my life, where was it? On a freeway on-ramp. On a freeway on-ramp, I was minding my own business one day, and I see a body, and I pull over just in time to get out of my car, walk down the ramp, and three or four people are now standing over this poor kid. He was couldn't have been more than 15, laying there with blood. And I go to the car to get my, I didn't have a cell phone in those days, so I went to the car to get my keys because I was going to go back down the on-ramp. I was going to back my car down the on-ramp and call for an ambulance. And by the time I got back to this poor young man, they'd already thrown a jacket over his head, and he was gone. He was dead. And I was just driving to see my girlfriend or something. I don't know. I was going to the store to get a six-pack of beer. So the highways of the world, you'll see things. Just all you got to do is step out your front door some days. And that is the world we live in. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number again, 877-876... What?
Hold on for a minute, sir. You feel better? Yeah.
Woody, get out of here and don't be a smartass. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here. Next hour, Don Mixa is going to be joining us to talk about a couple of issues raised today in the killing of Osama bin Laden, having to do with the legalities. And we'll talk with Don Mixa, who's a professor at the University of Washington, about that coming up in our next hour. Our number is 877-876-7445. Our website, philhendryshow.com. And you can look at live streaming video of our show right now in high-definition video. That's Phil TV in HD. And watch how we perform our show. Visit our merchandise store and pick up your Phil Hendry Show T-shirt, shot glass, our coffee mug, or any one of our best-of CDs. R.C., we're talking here about these photographs that you, as a 17-year-old cadet, and I'm not putting that down.
Mr. Henry, that's a little disingenuous. I mean, all hour long I've been hearing people talking about, you know, you're just a kid, and you and the other cadets are not, you know, you guys aren't even knowing what you're talking about. But I want to have a career in the military, and so to see these photographs is something that my whole life has probably been better prepared to do than, you know, and I say this with all due respect, some housewife is probably not as prepared as I am, and so to that extent, you know, is what I'm saying.
Some housewife is not as prepared as you, huh? You don't know what she's been through in her life. You don't know what she's seen. You don't know any of these things.
It's very possible, Mr. Henry, but to hear a lot of people calling your program tonight and saying, yeah, you know, I did this, I saw that, I seen this, I seen that. Well, it's impossible for me to believe everybody's seen what they say they've seen, you know.
Well, you know, and like I said, a part of the respect that we give other people is we give them the benefit of the doubt, and we don't immediately call them liars. Our number is 877-876-744, whatever our number is. Here is Jason on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, 7445, right?
Part of the thing that we're seeing here, I think that this young man is a prime example of the evolution of society today with the political correctness, and everything has to be sugarcoated and everything has to be dumbed down because people can't handle the truth. I currently serve in the Army, and I have deployed overseas, and I won't go on into everybody else like they've been saying of all the things that they've seen, but you do get to see some things. With the way that the country is today and the way the world is today, nobody is innocent anymore. With technology, with the internet, people have seen, I guarantee you, far worse than a picture of a dead terrorist. I mean, the whole country is desensitized to violence, that they don't even pay attention to it when it comes on the news. They don't even listen to it anymore. So nobody is going to be as grossly affected by a picture of a dead terrorist as you think they are.
But sir, you and I both know civilians. We've been around them.
You know what? These people every soldier that has ever served in the military was a civilian at one time. Now, I am currently stationed at Fort Knox. I train incoming privates, and I can tell you that the stock of individuals that we get sometimes coming into basic training, they join the military because they think that it's like Call of Duty or something like that, and it has nothing to do with that. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, what are you laughing about, Mr. Henry?
Recruits that we get.
I'm laughing at what he's saying because I can well imagine what it must be like seeing these clowns.
Well, you're making fun of me.
No, it has nothing to do, but it's symptomatic of what you are saying.
Yeah.
People are not talking down to you because you're 17, but you're trying to speak as though you're an authority on something.
Yeah.
All right, we got to
take a break.
What happened to the guy? That's a sergeant you hung up on.